As I mentioned before, I mentioned last week, this season of Advent really looking at anticipation, that anticipation of the coming of the Lord. And I've talked before about how the season of Advent, it always makes me excited as I think back of the excitement that I had as I was growing up. And really when really any celebration, holiday going on, I remember there being that excitement, getting whether it was Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or some holiday, other time maybe during the summer, a get together with the family, whatever it was. Now, I didn't always like being told that, some of the preparation that needed to be done. I didn't like being told I had to go clean my room or I had to help out with the cleaning of the house. I didn't necessarily enjoy that, but there was excitement because I knew that we were doing it all because there was a celebration coming, getting all this ready, getting all prepared. And even today, though I have to say I still don't enjoy cleaning, but there is that excitement, and even though the jobs might have changed, now I help out a little more with some of the cooking, getting ready for the food for a celebration or what have you. There's still that excitement, getting ready, whether now in Advent or for any celebration. And the readings for today really talk about that, getting ready, preparing for something big that is about to take place. When we look at the first reading from the prophet Baruch is speaking, God himself is speaking to Jerusalem as if Jerusalem were a person. It says to take off the robe of that misery. You can imagine this almost kind of a rags of a robe, nothing really splendid about it. Getting ready for taking that off, but instead putting on a cloak of justice from God. This glory, the splendor of glory from God forever. And it goes on to talk about how Jerusalem is called to stand upon the heights, to look east, to see your children gathering from the east and the west. You have to remember that this is coming during a time when Jerusalem is in ruins. Things are terrible for both the city of Jerusalem and the whole kingdom of Israel at that time. Many people have been taken into exile, taken from their homeland. And so this imagery of people coming back, of taking off the robe of mourning and misery, that you can feel the kind of the weight on the shoulders of those words, mourning and misery, and instead focusing on that glory of God forever, that splendor, an image of brightly colored clothing of celebration. It would be exciting to hear about the people coming back, of getting ready for something big. And of course, Baruch is talking about the coming of the Messiah. Just like last week, some of the imagery talks about the coming of Jesus the first time when he came and was born in Bethlehem, and also of the coming of Jesus again at his second coming. There is that anticipation, that excitement. So when we finally get to the gospel and we hear about these words of John the Baptist. We start out hearing about, it's talking about all these different people, Pontius Pilate, Caesar, Annas and Caiaphas, all these different people. It's almost like a play, and it starts out by saying, you know, that this takes place in such and such a city at such and such a time, and you know, daytime or nighttime or whatever it is, and so it's really setting the scene of where all this is taking place. And then we hear about John the Baptist speaking in the desert, speaking in the wilderness. No longer talking about the first coming of the Messiah, it's talking about the coming of the Messiah, but also it can be also that image of also that second coming of Jesus. And he is he's likened in this gospel to the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." And these words, this description, preparing the way of the Lord, again, getting ready for something big. I love that imagery of making straight his paths. It's really kind of where we get that phrase of how God writes straight with crooked lines. An idea of crooked lines, of not being straight and narrow, it kind of symbolizes this chaos, this disorder that is going on. Hard to know what is happening, what is to focus on. But now Isaiah, God, is speaking about making straight his paths, getting on the right focus. It all reminds me of the comic strip Family Circus. And every so often, they'll have one of the parents telling one of the kids to do something. I think it's usually a little Billy. And he you'll see a path that he takes. And it's a very circuitous route, going all over the place, going all over the house, having to throw the ball for one of the dogs, and going over, playing on the tire swing, and all of this, and finally making around to whatever it is, the original task that he was supposed to do right from the beginning. But we can all relate to that. It kind of goes all over the place, being distracted by all this. I don't know how many times it's like, well, I meant to go and clean my room, but I found a book, or whatever it is, you know, something distracts us. But we end up on this, again, this zigzag type of path. But God is calling us instead to make straight the path. Don't be distracted. Don't let other things get in our way. But to make it straight and true to being with God. That is really what these readings are reminding us to do. To get ready. To really prepare ourselves for this wonderful celebration. And it's not always easy. Sometimes it has its challenges. But to be able to look at how is it in our lives that we can prepare ourselves. Maybe it means a little extra prayer. Maybe it means taking some time for confession. Maybe it means having to clean house. And maybe it might mean literally we got to clean our house, get a little organized. When our life is more ordered, things seem to fall into place a little bit more. And maybe it is also spiritually we need to clean house in that way, symbolically. But whatever it is, getting ready so that we can make straight that path and be ready to greet our Lord Jesus when he comes.